At one time, this group of people left the U.S. for Mexico to find a safe haven. But in the years following the Civil War, the military recruited them for a special and important duty. Their story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by AgriLiquid, whose goal is to prosper the farmer. That means less applied fertilizer, more food, fiber, and fuel. Learn more at agriliquid.com.
Well, you waited, debated, scratched your head, and bided your time, but now it's absolutely necessary. You need to make a decision. We know you want it all. Low price, efficiency, fantastic yield potential. We get it. AgriLiquid understands you need to maximize those input dollars. Our products are formulated to keep expensive nutrients available and usable to your crop, no matter how you apply fertilizer, no matter when. AgriLiquid products will maximize your yield potential effectively and economically. Learn more at agriliquid.com.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
History knows them as the Black Seminoles.
There were some free slaves. They traveled to Florida and they traveled to Mexico. And during that time, they intermingled with the Seminole Indians. So that's how they became the Black Seminoles.
Michael Diaz oversees the Whitehead Memorial Museum in Del Rio, Texas. Many of the Black Seminoles found their way to Mexico to avoid slavery. But by 1870, the U.S. military wanted them for another reason.
They were brought in to be scouts, well, with the Army. The reason we have an exhibit here at the museum is because they came to this part of the area, to the border, to stop Indian attacks. So they were very beneficial in protecting the people here in Del Rio.
There were about 200 men who crossed from Mexico to the U.S. to serve. They had the perfect skills for the job.
They were descendants of Indians themselves, so they knew the ways of tracking and the ways of finding the hostile Indians and to make sure that they didn't come back and harm any of the citizens here in this area.
The scouts were mostly stationed at Fort Clark in Brackettville, Texas. In the 1870s, they fought with the U.S. military against groups like the Apaches, Kiowas, and Comanches. Part of the lure for the scouts was promises made to them by the U.S. government.
They promised if they would join the army and join the scouts, they promised them land and, of course, freedom and all this. And after they came and they joined the army and they were in the scouts, afterwards, they really got nothing.
Descendants of the scouts still get together at Fort Clark, and several Medal of Honor winners are buried at the cemetery there. Traveling the countryside in Del Rio, Texas, I'm Andrew McCray.